When the earthquake happened, as a filmmaker, I think maybe I need to go there and record something. But in the very beginning, I didn't realize what a film I'm going to make in the future. But I was there, and because it seems that all the press in the world, at least from China, they all gathered in the city to report the heavy earthquake. I was thinking maybe I want to do something different. It's more from the feelings, the inner feelings, that when you have seen the chaotic situation everywhere, that I was hoping to shoot something that can make myself calm down. So I was shooting in a quite slow and steady style in the beginning. But then, after maybe half a year shooting, I began to look for my characters. Then, in the latter parts of shooting, I began to focus more about people's lives. And also, I think that somehow fall into a reflection about what's happening in China in general, in a big picture. That something refers to the past, and then something huge happened very quickly that drives people out of past and put them into present.
How receptive were the survivors you talked with?
It's a pretty painful story for them to recall when they try to heal themselves. Many of the interviews were taken after a year and a half. But at that time, I find that they were also, to some extent, willing to talk. It seems they have hidden something in their heart for so long, and then when it's a good timing that they are willing to pour out their feeling.
While making the film, did you experience any significant emotions?
Yes, actually it's a pretty big problem for me in the very beginning, because this is really something I've never seen before in life. The bodies, you have that in Hollywood movies, but you never really have that in the real life. And movie is a movie, but real life is a different story. So when I was there, I think I cried a lot. But in order to make myself calm down, I tend to shoot something very large in a very slow mood. Maybe that's a way to cure myself as well.
Is the film trying to say something about rural tradition versus a more modern Chinese government?
I think this is a very subtle message. This is a very subtle feeling. But I do have this message in the film. It's the traditional world that we are familiar with has been taken away. The new city, it's very posh. It's very modern society, modern China. How the story goes on the characters reflects how the whole generation right now in China goes.
Do you think those of us who have not experienced a natural disaster of such magnitude could learn something from the film and something about the human condition?
I hope so, of course. And also how the real grassroots people feel. I hope the film have more depth for people to get into. But I think people will get the information because I think the film is quite complicated and with different layers for people to understand.